Good afternoon, everyone. It's really a nice day. Kind of cool, a little breezy. I'd like to give credit for this idea that I have here with a suitcase. You can see my suitcase. Pastor Wayne Dunlap. He gave a sermon in Hawaii one year, similar topic and things, and just stuck with me. This was probably, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. So, like it says in Ecclesiastes 1:9, there's really nothing new under the sun. So, anyway, Shirley and I, my wife and I, really enjoy traveling. Most of the traveling that we've done is to the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's one of the great blessings we have, is to be able to every year to go someplace and be with brethren, make new friends. Some people, well, I met Dave's wife, Laura, in Italy. Shirley and I met her there years ago, and it's just, that's what it's all about. So we just really enjoy traveling. We've been all over the place. We've been to England. One time we were in Winchester, and just so happened that the Lukers showed up there. They were traveling through Europe, and so we saw them there, and it's really great. So anyway, we really enjoy traveling, except for one thing. Luggage. And they don't call it luggage for nothing. Yeah, they call it luggage for a reason. So maybe we have too much stuff in there. Or maybe we don't know how to pack right. So, you know, hauling an overstuffed bag around up a flight of stairs in the rain in England someplace, and it's raining. Up this flight of stairs, across, then down, trying to get to the train, to get on the train. And then when you get on the train, you got to heft that thing in. There's no place to put it, and it's tough. And then one time in Edinburgh, we were got off the bus, and we misjudged how far it was from the bus station to our hotel. So we had these great big giant suitcases, big blue suitcases, and we're towing those around on these cobblestone streets. Yeah, that was tough, but memorable. We need to learn to pack smarter so that we can travel lighter. We're making a concerted effort in that regard, but obviously it's a work in progress. We've listened to the travel consultant Rick Steves. Anybody here, Rick Steves? You know, he's a video guy too. We've listened to his advice over the years and really helped places we've stayed and places we've gone. We keep trying to refine our packing skills by examining closely what we've packed and trying to weed out stuff that we don't really need. For example, will the Keurig fit in our carry-on? I'm not sure. Well, that's important, okay? So I'm sure you've deduced that this is not about how we pack our suitcases in the physical sense, but what we carry around in the suitcase of our lives that may be making our journey to the kingdom of God much harder than it needs to be. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, we also, since we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So it turns out that this spiritual journey is like a race to a finish line, the kingdom of God. And we're going to need endurance and God's intervention to get there. If we're wise, we'll get rid of the things that hinder our ability to run that race. So what is it that we're needlessly carrying around in our suitcase from our, maybe from our past, that we have a hard time letting go of? What is it that we just can't give up or live without, even though it's weighing us down? The answer to that is back in that Hebrews 12:1. The very simple answer to that is sin. That's what's weighing us down. It might be buried deep inside that suitcase somewhere, and it feels like you can't leave it behind. It might be buried in there so deep you don't even really know how to find it. Until you dig down and take a close, hard look at yourself, you know, it's not an easy task examining yourself, because human nature is a master of denial. We're so good at denial. You know, I don't have a problem with it. Sure you do. There's no denial that this journey we're on is truly the trip of a lifetime, though, and we need to travel as light as possible by getting rid of anything that can slow us down. Rick Shaby, the president of the United Church of God, you may have heard his sermon a couple of weeks ago. I know Homer remembers that. he talked about that we can't compromise with anything that separates us from our relationship with Christ. We can't let anything get in the way of that relationship, because this trip that we're on is life and death. It's life and death, life or death. So what's in our spiritual suitcase that we just can't seem to part with? And what is it that we've been dragging around for too long? For your information, I'm talking to myself. And in fact, this sermonette is because I'm examining myself, and I know there's things I need to work on. So I've been digging around in there, and I hope you will too. So we really are a work in progress as we do this. That's why we've been instructed to examine ourselves and get rid of those things that are weighing us down and are detrimental to this journey. 2 Corinthians 15:5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Now, we really don't want this trip of a lifetime to be canceled. This is the trip of a lifetime we're on. This is the most important thing we're ever going to do. You don't want it to get canceled because you can't keep up. This journey's hard enough sometimes, but why make it harder than it needs to be? Lighten the load, look into your suitcase, and ditch the unneeded items. In other words, repent and change the way you pack your bag. When I was in my 20s, I did a lot of backpacking all over Northern California, and my pack was like 40 to 50 pounds. I could just lift that thing up, put it on my back, and go climb a mountain, and it was great. But now, at 70, in my 70s, I got to lighten that pack down to as light as I can possibly go. And that's good. I got that part dialed in. But unfortunately, this pack, I'm working on it, okay? So I'm working on that pack, and if I can get rid of that, it'll be easier. So, you know, but it's almost unleavened bread, though, so I had to do something with the cookies. You know, I don't know. I mentioned the travel consultant, Rick Steves, and filmmaker Rick Steves. He's dedicated to traveling light. But in a spiritual sense, we have the greatest travel consultant that could ever be, in the spiritual sense. Matthew 11:30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If we follow Jesus and pack our spiritual suitcase as he instructs us, we'll be able to travel light on this journey. So let's get a couple rapid-fire scriptures right here. 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. However, the opposite is also true. Sin is very burdensome. Of course, what is sin? 1 John 3:4. Whoever committeth, this is from the King James Version. Whoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Okay. Those are things we've learned. And then Romans 6:23, you know, on this journey, this is the journey, is life and death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you've rolled your perfectly weighted bag up to the baggage check and you hoist it up on the scale and it's still overweight. Has that ever happened to anybody? It's happened to me, you know, where you put it on the scale and it's overweight. Oh man, what am I gonna do? So you have to take it off the scale and rummage around inside there, and lo and behold, you find your Keurig coffee maker in there. And you gotta leave it behind. You gotta leave it behind. But now your bag's just the right weight. But maybe you looked in your bag and you can't find anything that you can, you know, get rid of. You might think that your bag's totally dialed and you have a perfectly packed suitcase. But be careful for thinking too highly of your packing abilities. 1 John 1:8-10. 1 John 1:8-10. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, or if our suitcase is perfectly packed, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us. We're not perfected yet. We won't be until Christ returns. We can do better all the time, but we're not perfected yet. If you look in that bag with humility, you'll see some things you need to get rid of and replace them with the good things that God has shown us. Keep trying to pack that perfect suitcase, light and organized God's way. The reward of a light suitcase will be a blessing during our travels towards the kingdom of God. Have you really examined your life suitcase, and are you ready for the journey? Before you hoist that bag up on the scale, make sure it's not weighted down with things you don't need, but that it's light, filled with the clothing of righteousness and the gifts of God. Bon voyage.